I did a profile the first year that I came here, just so that I could understand what people were talking about, and that our school community could really see what they thought intuitively. So I did a 20-year snapshot of enrollment. In 1993, our population, school population, was 95% white, and less than 1% Hispanic, and about 4% African American. In the 20 years since, we have gone to a population, again, the school population, of 62% white, 20% Hispanic, and 12%, a little more than 12% African American, and then about 5% other, which is sort of an interesting mix. The other includes an increasing Eastern European population, Bulgaria, Romania, Russia, those republics. And then we have some students from Asia, Nepal. When I arrived, there were a few people who said, we just wanted to wait, go back to the way it was. And that was one of the reasons that I did this, because that bothered me. And I said, well, what in these numbers makes you believe that's going to happen? So let's move past that and talk about how we serve all of our children. And then I started thinking about, well, back to the way it was. You know, Nantucket in the whaling days was a melting pot. You know, we had Cape Verdeans, we had people from the Hawaiian Islands, Europe, all over the place. So back to the way it was depends on your reference point. And some people would say 20 years ago when we were, you know, lily white, or some people might say back to the whaling days when we were indeed very diverse. You know, I certainly recognize the challenges that are changing demographics creates for our school district. There are no question that there are challenges, but there are a lot of opportunities too. 20 years ago, one of the complaints on the island, as I understand it, was that our kids did not experience diversity here. They didn't experience it until they went off island, and some were ill-prepared to handle that diversity and came home because they were ill-prepared. So we've taken that away, and that's a positive now. And I think the other thing that sometimes I point to is that when, for example, our Hispanic children graduate, they are bilingual. I don't think the other population on the island can make that claim, no matter how good a student their children may be. So there are a lot of advantages and some challenges with it.